Well, you've heard from Amanda this week, and you've already heard about the work that Rahab does. Rahab was a prostitute that we read about in the Bible, but she was part of God's greater plan. Although she was a crucial part in helping the Israelites reach the promised land, she herself was more important to God. He wanted to clean her up and show her love like she had never known. He wanted to be her God and give her a hope and a future. Hence, the name of our team is Rahab. We want to go out and say to the women in the red light district of Plymouth that God loves them and gives them a hope and a future. General Eva Burrows was the world leader of the Salvation Army a couple of decades ago, and she said this: "You know, if you send an alcoholic to be treated by a doctor, he becomes a healthy alcoholic. If you send him to a psychiatrist, he becomes a balanced alcoholic. If you send him to many of these programs, he becomes a sober alcoholic. But if you send him to Jesus, he becomes a transformed person." And that's what we want for the women on the street. We want them to be transformed, to be restored, and to know that Jesus loves them and they know his forgiveness. We know that these women have no strength of their own. They blame everyone else or even themselves for the way that they are. And some of the circumstances that they find themselves in is not their fault. They are hurting, and we want to help them to rise above their circumstances. Many have tried to be free by following different programs of support, but we often hear that they do well for a time, but then something happens and they start to either take drugs or drink to excess, and they spiral out of control. The women we see are broken and often hide behind a mask because they have been so damaged by abuse and heartache. And sometimes we get a glimpse of who they really are, and we can listen to them and we offer to pray. None of us actually can go it alone. I know that. I learned a long time ago that I have no strength of my own, and I have personally discovered that Jesus will help me and give us what we need. Jesus gives us the power to rise up. The Rahab team have one goal, one motivation, one desire, and that is that our girls would come to know Jesus. We want to help them to arise from their circumstances that have kept them bound, and we want to offer them new life. As we approach this Easter season, we are reminded that Jesus rose up amidst his darkness. He conquered death, and he made a way for each one of us to do the same. I love the words of this song. "My heart is captivated, Lord, by you alone. I'm captured by the awesomeness of you alone. Melted by the grace and mercy you have shown, I stand in wonder. I reach to you, the one who makes the blind eyes see, who breaks the chains of sickness with authority, restoring what was broken so it may fly again. I live to worship you. I breathe to worship you. All of my days your face I will seek. And as I worship you, you lead me to that place of divine exchange." And in closing, I just want to leave you with this thought. Jesus asked a man who was crippled for 38 years a question: "Would you like to get well?" What a strange question to ask a man who had been a cripple for 38 years if he wanted to get well. I'm sure I'd have been shouting, "Yes, yes, of course I do." The cripple responded to Jesus and said, "But I've got no one to help me to get into the pool when the water bubbles. Someone always gets in there before me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, pick up your mat and walk. If you feel today you cannot rise up, that you've simply got no strength of your own, that's okay, because Jesus will give you what you need and he will help you to arise. And I pray that you may find that others come around you to encourage and bless you on your journey."